Why are you stopping? We don't have all night.
We shouldn't be doing this. Do you even know what you made me do? You've made me an accomplice to murder.
It was an accident.
A man is still dead.
It was an accident.
We shouldn't have done this. We need to talk to the police and explain to them that this is all a terrible misunderstanding.
And then what? We still might end up in jail. Do you have any friends in there? Because all I know is that there's a lot of angry women in there, which you and I put for a very, very long time. We wouldn't last even one night. I think that's deep enough. Let's drag him in there.
What do we do now?
You bury him, genius.
You better start treating me with respect. Also, shouldn't we leave our clothes in here because they have our DNA?
No, we need to burn them. Tonight, you understand? I can't. I'll do it tomorrow.
Why not?
I can't exactly go home with no clothes on, can I? My wife is going to suspect something, but you live alone. So burn everything, do you understand me?
Yes. Do you think I want to get caught in this mess?
I'm just making sure.
What are you going to tell her?
What?
The missus. What are you going to tell her when you get home?
Car broke down and my phone was dead, so I had to rely on some strangers to help me.
You've got this figured out, don't you? It scares me how good you are at lying sometimes.
I'm a lawyer. I spend most of my life between truth and lies. Come on, we need to bury this body and get out of here before anyone sees us. Hey! Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you.
I was waiting for you, but I must have dozed off.
You shouldn't have.
Why? Were you too busy with Malcolm to come home?
Of course not. I had some work to wrap up and my tire blew out when I was on my way home.
Why didn't you call me?
I wanted to, but my battery died. Then I tried to fix it myself and then it didn't go well and I got lucky and some guy stopped and fixed it for me.
I'm just glad you're okay. I worry about you sometimes. I worry about us.
You shouldn't. Everything is fine. Do you want to talk about me and Malcolm possibly working together again?
I do, but not right now. You don't need me ranting and raving. You've had a long night. Go take a shower and then come to bed.
Zora, hello?
Zora, it's me. Z.
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
Not good. I'm looking for Smanga. Have you seen him at all?
No, why? Why would I see him?
He left here yesterday and he said he was coming there and he never came home.
Have you tried calling him?
What kind of question is that? I'm sorry, I'm just really frustrated.
Well, he never made it here. I wouldn't bother. It hasn't been 48 hours yet, so the police won't let you file a missing persons report.
So I should just sit here and wait?
My advice is to take care of you. He's been through a lot and is probably just somewhere blowing off some steam. It's no use you getting stressed. It's not good for the baby.
You're right. Thank you.
Let me know if you need anything.
You look a little nervous. You're never nervous. If you're nervous now, you're gonna make me nervous.
I can't help it. I want us to get the best, cutest little baby and give them a great home.
I want that too.
You can go in now.
Zintle, right?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How have you been?
Do you really care about that?
Look, I know we didn't meet under the best circumstances, but I want you to know I was just doing my job.
Whatever.
What are you doing here? Are you and Smanga thinking about adopting?
No. I haven't seen him in months. He just went out one day and said he was going to meet you, and then he never came back.
I think Zora mentioned something about that.
Yeah, he just left everything behind. Men, right? But you know what I've realized recently? He didn't leave that night looking for you. He was never the same after he lost his mother. The one he had, at least.
I still don't get why you are here, though.
When he left, I was pregnant. He didn't know because I hadn't told him. And now I'm alone with the baby I know I can't take care of. It's a lot. So I thought I'd bring him here where he can find a good family to look after him.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We have to go.
Sure. It was good to see you, Z. Take care of yourself and I hope your little boy finds a good family.
I hope so too.
The one he had.
What?
You said the mother he had. What did you mean?
Cynthia was not Smanga's real mom. He was adopted. Brought right here as a day-old baby by some woman who had taken the child from her niece. She had fallen pregnant young and had been sent away. They didn't want her to shame the family. She never even got to hold her child. How messed up is that?
That's really messed up.
We have to go.
Before we begin, would you guys like to ask me anything about adoption? How it works and the process?
Yes. Do we get to pick the baby we want?
In a sense, yes. Why?
I want the baby she just put up for adoption.
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
You shouldn't be here. What if someone sees you?
Neither should you.
Yet here we are.
I used to bring flowers when I came here.
Why did you stop?
What's the point? We did a terrible thing, and roses and lilies can't change that.
You're right. That's why we have to forget and move on. Forward, that's the only way.
Yet here we are.
What's in the bag?
My clothes from that night.
I thought I told you to burn that.
I couldn't. It was the last true thing left of what happened that night.
You are spinning. It's not a good look on you.
Every morning I take them, put them in my passenger seat and think, this is the day. This is the day I'm going to go to the police and tell them everything you did. Everything we did. But I never do. I go to work, sit at my desk and do my job, and drive back home with them and think maybe tomorrow.
You should give them to me.
I started reading the Bible again. I hope it would help.
Did you hear what I said? I said you should give the clothes to me.
I'll do that. As soon as you acknowledge what you did.
What?
Acknowledge what you did. Acknowledge it.
You're crazy.
Say it. Say what you did or you are going to have to live with knowing that I have these clothes. This is evidence.
Are you wearing a wire?
Don't patronize me. Say what you did.
What do you want me to say?
That you're a wolf. You talk about the right thing, but you're nothing more than a liar and a killer. So say it. Say it now. I am a killer.
I am a killer. There, I said it. Now give me the clothes.
No, say it louder. I am a killer.
Yes, I am a killer. I killed my child. I killed my boy. I killed my boy and buried him like a dog. Are you happy? Is that what you want? I killed my boy. I killed my boy.
We're done.
Begin driving. Police reported ahead.